The question that I was going to raise today is whether Moshe deceived Paro. And what do I mean by that? If in Parsha Shmos, we're going to get to Parsha Shmos, but you start in Parsha Shmos, and at the burning bush, Hashem says to Moshe, "V'shamu l'kolecha, the B'nei Yisrael will listen to your voice. V'vasa atav, v'zikmei Yisrael, melech Mitzrayim, you and the elders are going to come to the king of Mitzrayim, v'amarti, v'lev, you're going to tell him, Hashem Okeivim Nikra Aleinu, Hashem, the God of the Hebrews, came to us, Vata, Nelchana, Derech, let's go. 3 days, journey of 3 days in the desert, Vinizvachal Hashem Okeinu. So, you know, when we think that Moshe is supposed to go to power and say, let my people go, no, for 3 days.
3 days
it was just 3 days to come right back. Vani Yadati, so Hashem says, I know, the Kiloi Teneschem, Melchim Shem Alokhli, Lobi and Chazakah, I know that power is not going to allow you. Hashem said, I'm going to stretch forth my arm and I'm going to smite the Egyptians with all my wonders. Then he's going to send you. I'm going to place the favor of this people in the eyes of the Egyptians. And it'll be when you go. You're not going to go empty-handed. So what are they going to do? What's the language here? V'sha'Allah isha mishchanta. Are they going to ask or what else?
Is it going to be borrowing?
So that makes a big difference, right? Are they gifting or are they lending it? So they're going to borrow their gold and silver and their clothing, and then you're going to clean out Mitzrayim. And it seems that that's what Moshe does in Shmos Hey Pasuk Gimel. When Moshe and Aaron come to Paro, they say, Okay, Vrim Nikra Aleinu, the God of the Hebrews came upon us. Let's go for a journey of 3 days. We're going to sacrifice Hashem our God. Lest he smite us with pestilence or a sword. And in fact, in this week's parsha, Perak Yud Beis, Pukim Al Heilam Zav, Bnei Yisrael did what Moshe wanted. Vayishalu Mitzrayim. Again, did they ask, or maybe they're just simply borrowing silver and gold and clothing, and they borrowed them. They ish'alum, that's what it seems like. So there seems to be this kind of, it's the way this is sort of formulated as simply it's.
I don't know, you're translating Derek's words to Shalom, which is essentially prayer.
Okay, so they're saying.
It's a 3 day journey out.
It's a 3 day journey out. To get to where we're going, it takes us 3 days.
Okay, so you're saying, but we're not saying we're returning.
To Shai doesn't say we're returning. It doesn't say returning anyway.
Okay, I'm just saying,
it's all future tense.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. So in other words, they say, let us go for a 3 day journey so that we can sacrifice to Hashem our God. That's the goal.
So, it could be continuously.
Okay, and, but we're not saying we're going to return.
Right, but it doesn't say that anyway.
Okay.
And this is how we'll sacrifice.
Right. But then when they come to Paro, they say, let us journey for 3 days, so let us sacrifice, lest God smite us with the pestilence and the sword. Okay.
I don't think Peshat is that they were ever going to return. I think Peshat, even in like what they're saying, I think Peshat is, we're going to go. It takes us 3 days to go where we're going to go.
For the purpose of
offering. Why would they say 3 days then? Why bother with the 3 days?
For the purpose of sacrifice. Okay. All right. Okay.
Maybe numbers aren't always literal.
Going away, away. Okay, but again, were they borrowing the clothing? Because again, you can imagine if they're slaves.
Borrowing the clothing.
Okay, but if they're just going, and say if they're going to like for a festival and they are slaves and they don't have a lot of possessions, so then they want to dress fancy. So can we borrow these outfits? Yeah, I understand. So that's the question. I'm just saying you could read it different ways. Okay, and then what's interesting is that in next week's parsha, Hashem tells the Bnei Yisrael that they should v'yashuvu v'yachnu l'fnei p'chiros. They should return. They should camp before p'chiros. B'migdol b'ed ayam l'fnei b'al tzifon nichot tachdol ayam. So turn around, and then Paro will say that they're lost, and I'm going to harden Paro's heart. He's going to chase after them. So it's almost as if Paro is going to say, "Well, wait a second. Aren't they supposed to return? Maybe." Now, the question is, right? The question is, was this a deception? Was this a genuine request? The truth is, the Abarbanel reads it the following. So we're going to see at least two different approaches, maybe two, maybe three approaches. Abarbanel says, "Ashilat has zayin ba'amro How could Hashem command Moshe Rabbeinu Sheyomar Bishmo that he should say in his name, Davar Kazav Visheker, something that's false. V'yoser Tov Haya Sheyomar V'Beir, better that he say explicitly, Shalach Es Ha'am Mitacha Sivos Yisrael. He should say very clearly, send this people from the bondage of Egypt. U'matuah Soya V'Sipur Azeh, what's this whole story? Achrei Sheparo Baal Korcho Yishalcha Be'Arto. At the end of the day, Paro's not going to allow them to leave. So what's the difference if you say 3 days, or if you say, let my people go for good, and we're not coming back? 3 days means, okay, at the very least, it's ambiguous.
I guess you could have multiple
reasons.
Right.
I'm just saying. Well, he didn't agree to anything, so why not be clear? We let our people go, we're not coming back. So the Barbados says the Yoser Nachodatsui, it seems to me. The Pharisee could explode. Shah said Kaddish Baruch Hu came, the reason why Hashem did this is the Haros of May Adam Chozik Le Paro, to show how Paro's heart was so hardened. The Koshiar Po, how stubborn he was, the Shealov, Yistaku, Bishvatov, Viginov, Umidasov, Al Paro, Al Mitzrayim. So it was correct why Hashem was so tough on Paro and on Egypt. Yam biyam lo bichu men v'lacha kim derech kimo yamim mizboach lelo keyam. That the purpose. Moshe only asked for a 3 day journey, just a little time, just to sacrifice to their God, and that's all. That's all they wanted. Mistama yuvan midivrayim she'achar kach yashuv v'lo shema el tefilasav v'chilasav. And the presumption should be understood from Moshe's words that we want to go for 3 days to sacrifice our God. After we're going to return, the kol shekated certainly im yomu lo lishalcham kulam shebli safek lo yovel lahem lo yishma lahem. And obviously, certainly, if they were to ask him, if they were to say to send us we're not coming back, certainly Paro won't listen to them. He didn't name that tziva the Moshe Rabbeinu shetia barishono shelasov akushel dover buat derakim yovim. Initially, Hashem told Moshe, just ask for 3 days. Lavchid, bo or po, umitzcho, hakosha. Just to demonstrate how stubborn Paro is. The Paro won't even let them go for a 3 day journey to sacrifice. I know, that's what God said in Parsha Shemot by the burning bush. I know that Paro's not going to allow you to go. Even though this is a small request. I know that the evil of his heart, that he's not going to submit even to this small thing. So it's true, as you point out, Aaron. Nevertheless, he didn't say that after 3 days he's going to return. El Shiyachum River, Derek Gimel Yomim. Rechein Haya, and so it was. Shahochu Sham, Koloso, Izman, Acherim. Hine Imkein Lo Shakar Moshe Bidvara. So Moshe did not lie. Aval helim hakavana mibnei osus svara shezachati. The Barbara doesn't go as far as you're going, Aaron. But what he's saying is Moshe doesn't lie. Moshe just says we want to go for 3 day journey. Can we do that? Now Paro could have said I'll let you go for 3 days, but you got to come back. He doesn't even say that to show how stubborn Paro was and how justified God was in punishing Paro. But Moshe didn't lie, because at the end of the day, he said, let's go for 3 days. He never said we're coming back. He doesn't go as far as you, but he said that this was a genuine request. And at the end of the day, you know, it's interesting that, you know, even in this end of this week's parsha, after Makos Bechoros, this is Paro called to Moshe to Aaron. He says, in Perkei Beis, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, it says that, what did he say? He says, Kubutsu mitoch ami. Get up and go out from my nation. Gam atem, gam b'nei shog. Also you, also b'nei shog. Ulechu yudu Hashem k'darachem. Serve God as you have spoken. So that's the question. What does that mean? As you have spoken. Go and serve God as you have spoken. At least it seems that Paro only believes that they're going for the 3 days. Right? In other words, he doesn't say go and leave. At least the way Paro is interpreting it is go and serve God as you have spoken. That's what it seems like. In other words, at no point you know, it's interesting that Paro never sort of, I mean, the Bnei Yisrael are planning on not coming back, right? But according to this, Paro is still saying, serve God, but I expect you to come back, right? So that's sort of one way of looking at it. This is a genuine request. However, others disagree, and others say, the Rashbam says, it by the burning bush, when Moshe asks Hashem, V'chiyotzi b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim, kolomar, meaning to say, v'filu roi ani likanes, lifnei Paro, even if I can enter before Paro, shoten li shar devarim, like, it's ridiculous. It's like I'm like a fool when it comes to these things. Is a davar miskabel Paro, but what can I say to Paro? He's going to listen. Chishotu Paro, yishmo li l'shloch am rav shehem, avadav chafashim me'arzo. Am I going to convince him? How am I going to tell Paro? You got this whole group of people working for you for nothing. Well, what am I going to say to him just to simply, like, free them from his land? Is a davar miskabel also a dibur otim mitzvah mishupal. In what way could I even say something that Paro could even entertain what I'm going to say to allow the people? Of course, Shibla Risha, Risha Omer, don't worry, I'm going to be with you. Don't worry, I'm going to make sure that you get an audience in front of Paro. Don't be afraid. Valmasha to Omer, regarding that which you're going to say, the Chiotius Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim, how can I take Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim? Kolomer Beiza Taida Shomer LaParo Yishmai LaLotziav. With which claim that can I say to Paro, he's listening to me to take them out? Botziachos Am Mitzrayim. When you take this nation from Egypt, Ani Mitzavel Lecha Achshav. I am commanding you now. Shetavdu Es Halokim Al Har Hazeh V'Tekriv Olos. I'm commanding you. You're going to serve you're going to serve Hashem on this mountain, and you're going to bring Olos. V'Taida Zuchol L'Daber Glomar. You know what kind of claim you can give to Paro? You can tell Paro, he's not going to listen to you just to free all these bunch of slaves. But you know what? You could say, we, just like you have your God, we have our God, and we need to offer sacrifice to God. That's a reasonable claim that you can make to Paro. Ki lizboach lelokiv enichem lechas. To give a sacrifice to the God, he'll let you go. B'chein. B'chol pavo pavo, every time, ha'yamosha omer kei lepavo. Throughout this entire conversation, throughout the entire 10 makos, Moshe never says to Paro, let me go for them. It's always, let me sacrifice the people. The Chayim Matzini b'Shmua, and we also find by Shmua. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shoch es David. When Hashem tells Shmua to anoint David, I'm a Shmua. Shmua says to God, Yishama Shalvar David. What's going to happen? Shaul is king. God tells Shmuel that he should anoint David as king. And he says, yeah, but Shmuel says, but what's going to be? God, Shaul's going to fight, he's going to kill me. So what does Hashem say? Yay! Bring an eglas bakar and bring a calf. And people say, well, why are you coming to David's town? I'm bringing a sacrifice. We spoke with Shavuot. In other words, Hashem still wants Shmuel to lie, to deceive, for the sake of, so that he won't be killed. Afkan derech chachma. Also here, by way of wisdom, siva lemoshe. Hashem tells Moshe to deceive Paro. Mishem afarshim ikros alo al yonim achayim. Anyone who gives a different explanation, Adam el atonim word, they're just mistaken. The Rashbam says Hashem tells Moshe to lie, to deceive Paro, and because, you know, again, in a normal way, if you're making a claim, you know, to Paro, let my people go, you can't. Right, like nowadays when they make the movies about the Prince of Egypt and about Ten Commandments, so we all, this is a time where we don't believe in slavery and we believe in equality. So of course, when they're portraying the story, they're going to portray a story of someone's going to say it is not moral for someone to have an entire nation as slaves, not ethical, not moral. But back then, thousands of years ago, how was any nation going to simply free all the slaves? So Bederech HaTeva, Moshe is saying, you gotta give me something. So God says, okay, you're right. Just tell him free, just allow us to leave for 3 days to serve God. That's all. And it's a trickery, it's deception, but that's what you're gonna do. Okay. So that is the Rashbam. It's called Derech Chachma. It's not an explicit lie, maybe because of what you're saying, Aaron. Like, it's like, well, I never said that we're going to return. But it was clearly, the goal was deception. The goal was deception. Now, there is, according to the Barbanel, it was a genuine request. According to the Rashbam, Hashem said that it was deception. What was the purpose of deception? Because otherwise, it's not shayach that Par would have an audience with Moshe. He's got to think something that's reasonable. Okay. Ibn Ezra says no. Ibn Ezra says, why did he deceive us? Ibn Ezra says, the lule shenasar Hashem lohev achid lo hayanosi lohev klu. He says, also, you know what? Part of the deception, had the Egyptians known that the Bnei Yisrael plan to leave them for good, you know what they would have given them? All their gold and silver. In other words, the Egyptians are like, yeah, fine. Hashem allowed them, made the Bnei Yisrael favorable in the eyes of the Egyptians. And so what did they do? They gave them gold and silver. But how do they know they're not coming back? I won't give you all my stuff. So they said they wouldn't give me anything. V'daki davar gadol yad, it's a great thing. V'tzadikim gvuho yisod, the Jewish people were completely righteous. Shelo gilu hasod. But this is a little stretch. In other words, apparently, all the Bnei Israel, you know, millions of them, they knew they weren't coming back, but no one said a thing. It's a little difficult to say, right? They said they didn't reveal the secret. V'hu sheparo chashav al divrei Moshe de'achshav shemim she'achuv yeshuvu al mitzrayim. That Paro thought that based on what Moshe said, they're going to go for 3 days, they're going to return. The Chalila Shadavi Diver Kazar. How can you say that Moshe lied? He never said we're going to return. But the Chachmas Hashem is going to be dakeder. The wisdom of God is loftier than our thoughts. But now he says the following. Asher Nira Li, Shehaya Zad Davar B'vor Shtei Dvarim. Why did Hashem tell Moshe to deceive Paro? Echad, Shidu Hab Kaz Kaz Hach. So number one is, why did Hashem tell Moshe to deceive Paro? Because number one is, so that they can get all the wealth of the Egyptians. Right? What did Hashem tell Avram Pashlech Lecha? V'achrechein Yitzu Yechush Gadol. They will leave with a lot of wealth. So how is he going to get them the wealth? Deceive them into saying that, what? We're just borrowing it. Right? We need it for our ritual. So they got all their gold and silver. V'ilu Yadu Shelo Yeshuvu L'Nosnim. Had the Egyptians known that they weren't returning, they went to give it to them. Now, Gavar Sheni, there's a second reason. She yitva paro v'chelo. The goal is that paro would drown in the sea. Ilu hoyu holchim birshuso, the im blibo sheyeshuvu lo edach achreim. Had paro known that they were going to leave for good, he wouldn't have chased after them. In other words, what happens? Moshe said, we're leaving for 3 days. Paro says, oh, they're coming back. What happens if they don't come back? We got to chase after them. So now he's chasing after them. So what? Leads them into the Red Sea, wipes out their entire army. So the Ibn Ezra says, again, it's a different, both the Rashbam and the Ibn Ezra say that Moshe tricked Paro, but for different reasons. Rashbam says that Moshe's like, you got to give me something. You know, Paro's not going to even give me an audience. How can I just tell someone to free, you know, a million slaves? So Hashem says, okay, just tell them we're going for 3 days. And that was how they're going back and forth with it. Ibn Ezra says it was all part of a plan for two different reasons. Number one is, we can get the gold and silver. And number two is so that what? To draw the Egyptians into the Red Sea so they can drown them into the Red Sea. Again, Hashem can, of course, do anything, but he's trying to create the Derech HaTeva, sort of a natural way to give the Bnei Yisrael the wealth and to set up so they get the wealth and so that the Egyptians drown at the sea. And in fact, the Rosh Hashanah says a similar thing. It says, Shemidarche Hashem Yisbarach, it's the way of Hashem, Lahavi Eitzos Merachok Lahapil Sodav Bedidav Lakachas Nikos Abayam. Hashem sometimes sets up a system to exact vengeance upon the enemies of the Jewish people. Hashem Yisbarach Kivein V'Ratzal Dun Kol Mitzrim B'Davar Sheriz Adol Yisrael. Hashem wanted to judge all the Egyptians because of what they did to the Jewish people. Kim Mama Yisrael, like what Yisrael said, I tell you, Adati Ki Gadol Hashem, that Yisrael said, I know that Hashem is great, Ki Ba Davar Sheriz Du Aleyah. Because that which they were intentionally sinned against the Jewish people. Wanted them to choose, that the Egyptians should choose, to go into the water, they would drown there. Bilu hodia Moshe laparo, hayem b'chila, had Moshe told them initially, shegia kitzam ligayel, now it's time for us to be redeemed. Ein safek sheyo maskim b'kach, b'kach mitokaf ha-mitzvah. So Hashem, Paro would at some point listen. He went to chase after them. Ki lama yir defeim, achar shebodem b'rishuso, pacham b'shilchum yatzon. Paro sent them, he's not going to return. L'ficha, he's not going to chase after them. L'ficha, l'rotzai shem yisparach, shelo Moshe laparo ha-inyan kasheru. Therefore Hashem did not want Moshe del Paro, this idea. But he wanted to stay with going for 3 days. So a similar idea is done with trickery, and that's the same reason. He says a similar idea. This is all a trick. So the question, though, of course, according to this approach is, do you think that everyone of the Egyptians, of the Jewish people, keep this a secret? All the Jews don't believe in for good. But Paro the Egyptians don't know. That's a little strange, right? There's a corner of Rosh Rabbi Ibn Ezra. Moshe is telling them, Hashem has his vision, we're going to take you to the promised land, we're going to give you the Torah. But the Paro of the Egyptians, we're only going for 3 days, so can we borrow your gold and silver and clothing? And also, when you see we're not returning, you can chase after us or you can drown. Right? So all the Hebrews kept this is like the best kept secret. It's a little challenging, right? So share with you one other approach. Rabbi Rav Liebtag says that maybe he wants to say the following. Maybe there were rumors that Bnei Yisrael sort of maybe knew that maybe sometimes you know the truth, but you don't want to say the truth. Or you can't handle the truth. Sometimes people are playing a game. You know, Moshe is telling Paro, we're just going for 3 days. And the Paro is like, okay, fine, you're going for 3 days. So if you're going for 3 days, so leave your children here. Or leave your cattle here. No, we've got to take everyone. They're playing a kind of game. They know they're both bluffing, but they're playing a kind of game. And again, for Paro's sake, it's not realistic to ask Paro to let them go to the promised land. But it's realistic to ask for 3 days. Both know it's a lie, but they're playing the game. And maybe even for the Bnei Yisrael. It could also be for the Bnei Yisrael. They heard about some divine plan to go to the promised land, but how could that be? It doesn't seem believable even for the Bnei Yisrael. It's maybe too much for the Bnei Yisrael to accept as well. So it could be that they're hearing about this 3-day plan. They know about this divine plan to go for good, but between Moshe and Paro, they're negotiating for 3 days when they really know what's going on. And it's a kind of bluff. They're they know what's really happening, but they're playing this kind of game. And maybe even with the Bnei Yisrael, as the Levites suggest, maybe even it's too much. You know, what happens in the last week's parsha? Moshe says he's got this grand vision, and it's too much for them to accept. So what Moshe is saying is, okay, we're talking 3 days. The Bnei Yisrael, they've heard this vision of the going for good, but even they cannot accept it. So maybe all they can hear themselves, all they can envision, is to go for 3 days as well. And maybe sort of the message is that sometimes it's important to meet people where they are. Sometimes you got this grand vision of someone for this, you know, tremendous, you know, opportunity for spiritual growth. We got this plan of Matan Torah. We got this plan of going into the promised land. But sometimes people are not ready for these grand visions. And sometimes change only occurs incrementally. So again, we can look at this, that maybe Hashem told Moshe, yes, just ask for 3 days, genuine request, and we can see how evil Paro is. He's not even giving you that. And then you have the approach that Moshe was trying to deceive Paro, right? Either so that Paro would give him an audience, the Derech HaTeva, the natural circumstances, or to get the gold and the silver, to get their wealth, and to get them to go on their free will to drown in the Red Sea. But again, the presumption there was all of the Israel knew this trick and they didn't reveal the secret to the Egyptians.
But how many days was it before Paro started
to speak? No, so it's 3 days and he heard, right, the people heard. They came back for 3 days and one day they chased out, they reached where they were.
Okay.
So they travel for 3 days, and then 3 days back, the messenger said that they're not. They came back. I forgot the exact time. Basically, it was 3 days, and then they heard that they're just wandering around. They're not coming back, and then they came, and then they caught up to them in 1 day. It was the seventh day, right? So Rabbi Leitag has an interesting position where he basically says, like, they knew, but you can't say it sometimes. Sometimes people aren't ready for the truth, and they're not ready for major steps. Par wasn't ready for it, but even the B'nai Yisrael. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you're trying to sort of share with someone like a grand vision, sometimes you got to take baby steps before and say, like, okay, we're just going to do a little thing. There's a grand vision. You're not ready for that. Take baby steps. And once you take the baby steps, then, you know, change can occur slowly but surely until people finally accept the grander vision.